واحد حسو ستاتشل لطلما قد ستاتشل لطلق عاسة تمل. Today is July 3rd, Friday, and I am going to give a quick overview of Units 8 and 9. Unit 8 is about sentence structure. Unit 9 is about commands. In addition to sentence structure and commands, these units also bring in the very important notion of aspect, which we will start discussing seriously today. You should all see Unit 8 on my screen. The name of Unit 8 is Sentences. Our goals in this unit are to understand the structure of simple sentences. Once you understand basic sentence structure, this will give you the foundation to make more and more complicated sentences in the future, including sentences that you've never heard before and are making for the first time. We're also going to learn some common action words, and we're going to use these in order to explain what people are doing. For we want to be able to say, make simple declarative sentences like, the man is walking, the bird is flying, the car is driving, the car is going. We're going to learn the article mood. The article mood is E, and it basically means the. Also, I will be talking about the difference between words for how and words for doing, which sound very similar in Nuchanov and tend to be a challenge for beginners to distinguish. Let's start by going through our vocabulary. We're going to be starting with the eSparkly Sound version. So these are the eSparkly Sound words for Unit 8. Hakwat. Hakwat. Hot hakwat. Hot hakwat. Ha wisat. Ha wisat. Ha wehat. Ha wehat. These two words, haquat for young woman, hawislet for young man, are very common words. They're used all the time. They can be used to describe people roughly between the ages of 12 and whenever they get married. They are also the words we use for son and daughter because Nuchanov has no separate words for son and daughter. So when you talk about your son, you're actually talking about your young man. And when you talk about your daughter, you're talking about your young woman. These words are a challenge to pronounce, so learning to pronounce them will take you a while. And I will have some tricks to share with you to improve your pronunciation of them. Once you learn these two words, haquat, hawasat, we have several words for referring to people, depending on age and gender. Kuas, chakup, sutsma, haquat, hawasat, tatne is. Next, tsikhwatin. Tsikhwatin. Chimps. Chimps. If you have an English accent, you will be tempted to pronounce this like chims, as if it ended with a Z, but it does not. It ends with an S. Chimps. Nuchanov never has a Z. Chupats. Chupats. Hupukwas. Hupukwas. Matuk. Matuk. Ma'aktaqs. Ma'aktaqs. This word is a challenge to pronounce, so let's break it down by syllables. Ma. Ak. Tlaqs. Ma'aktaqs. Literally, this word means biting a vessel on the rear end. It describes a speedboat. That is a boat with an outboard motor. You'll notice that it has the same ending as tlahex, meaning box. That ending x means a vessel. A vessel is a prototypical object that is whose purpose is either to keep liquid in, like a bowl or a box, or to keep it out, like a canoe or a boat. And both a speedboat and a box are considered vessels in Nuchanov, which is why they both end in x. Box, tlahex. Speedboat ma'aktaq. Ha'uk. Ha'uk. Eating. Huyas. Huyas. Dancing. Hoot hoota. Another word for dancing. Hoot hoota. Kamitkuk. Kamitkuk. Just as with uukuk and wiwikuk, it'll be a challenge to pronounce the Q and the K properly in this word. Kamitkuk. Kuma. Kuma. You'll notice that when Hinnatinius was pronouncing it, she had trouble at first keeping the K hard and the M plain, and then she corrected herself. You will probably also struggle with this. It can be difficult when you have a word with one hard sound and one plain sound to pronounce both sounds properly. Klakis. 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 Standing is another one of those things, like sitting, where we have to be specific about where it's happening. With sitting, we distinguish between sitting on the floor, tikwis, versus sitting on a chair or other surface, tikwas. With standing, we distinguish between standing indoors, klakis, versus standing anywhere else, klakis. Klutwa is not a Barkley sound word, but it's in here because it's a very common word in other dialects. Klutwa. Kleha. Kleha. Klehak. Klehak is the word for paddling in Barkley sound. Klehak. Mamuk. Mamuk. Mata. Mata. You'll notice that mata, flying, and matuk, airplane, have the same root. Similarly, you might remember that our example word for barred lambda is klama, meaning house post, and that has the same root as klakis, standing, because a house post stands straight up. Nunuk. Nunuk. Don't get lazy and say nunuk. This is nunuk. Short u, long u. Nunuk. Natsa. Natsa. You've already seen the word nachuas or natsichit in the phrase I'll see you later. Uyakta nachuasua. Natsa has the same root as nachuas. Su. Su means holding in the hand. Susa. Susa. Swimming. Yatsuk. Yatsuk. Walking. Weich. Weich. Sleeping. Aken up. Aken up. Doing what? Qua up. Qua up. Also means doing what? The indirect version. Notice the similarity between aken up, qua up, which refer to doing, and the words aken qua, which mean how. Recall in our weather unit, when we asked, how is the weather? We asked, Aken atha hitas. How is it outdoors? Aken atha hitas. That was an example of the word aken, meaning how. Now we're using the word aken up, which means doing what. They have the same root, but they have completely different meanings. But beginners always struggle with distinguishing these. Pay careful attention to it until you have mastered it. Here are our conversations. Conversation one demonstrates the type of simple sentence we'll be practicing in this unit. Aken up ha tsehwetin i. Aken up ha tsehwetin i. What is the eagle doing? Matama tsehwetin i. Matama Tsihuatin e. Haya akahqua api. Haya akahqua api. I don't know what it's doing. These sentences are very simple, but there's a lot going on here, which we will be talking about for the rest of the day. Conversation two gives you some similar kinds of sentences, but more examples. What we're doing here is we're mixing the action words in our unit, words like walking, running, flying, going, standing, sitting, with words for people, animals, and vehicles. The main people we'll be using are man, woman, young man, and young woman. The main animals we'll be using are black bear and eagle. And the vehicles we'll be talking about are canoe, speedboat, car or truck, and airplane. Here's conversation two. Aqan apha. Aqan apha. Kamit kukma haqwatli. Kamit kukma haqwatli. Nunuk ma ha wisatli. Nunuk ma ha wisatli. The young man is singing. Tle hakma suits mei. Tle hakma suits mei. The woman is paddling. Huyasma chakupi. Huyasma chakupi. The man is dancing. Now we're going to start talking about sentences and clauses. A sentence is a complete utterance. When you say, hello, is that you? I'll see you later. Goodbye. Each of those is an example of a sentence. A sentence is one or more words that conveys a complete idea. Sentences consist of clauses. The difference between, if you haven't studied this before, the difference between a sentence and a clause won't be clear to you at first. So for now, if you like, you can think of a sentence and a clause as the same thing. Gradually, you will start to see how they're different. A clause in Nuchanov has three main parts. They are a predicate, participants, and a mood ending. Again, those are predicate, participants, and mood ending. I'm showing you the diagram in number one, example number one in unit eight, which demonstrates this. The parts of a clause are predicate, mood ending, and participants. What are these? The participants of a clause are the people or things that we're talking about. For example, when we say the man is dancing, the man is the participant of the clause. The predicate is the event or description that the participants are taking part in. In the man is dancing, the predicate is dancing. That's the event that's happening. Participant, man, predicate, dancing. The third magic ingredient in the Nuchanov clause is the mood ending. The mood ending completes the clause and conveys a whole bunch of additional information. First, the mood ending tells us what kind of clause it is. Is it a statement, question, or command? Second, the mood ending agrees with the subject of the sentence. The subject of the sentence is the most important participant. In the clause, the man is dancing, there's only one participant, the man, so he's the subject. In a sentence, in a clause with two participants, like I see you, one of those participants will be more important. In I see you, the more important participant is I. Therefore, I is the subject, and the mood ending of the clause will agree with I. That affects the shape of the ending, as we've seen. There are other kinds of information that mood conveys, which I will not go into right now, but you'll see as we go forward some of the subtle information, subtle and important information that mood conveys. As we've seen, there are about 20 different moods in Nuchanov used for various purposes. Mood in Nuchanov is a very efficient and powerful way of forming one word or very short sentences. Let's look at some examples of Nuchanov clauses and break them into their parts. Aachen abha. What is he, she, or it doing? Aachen abha. Here, the predicate is Aachen up, doing what? And the mood ending is ha. Aachen abha. There is a participant in this clause, but just seeing this, we don't have enough information to say anything more about the participant other than it's a he, a she, or an it. Next, natsama çakıp içims. The man sees a bear. Natsama çakıp içims. The man sees a bear. In this clause, we have two participants, a man and a bear. The predicate is natsa, sees, and the mood ending is ma. Ma tells us that this is a statement about a he, in this case, the man. We're also starting to use the ending i. I is the so-called article mood. It basically means the. So when we say çakıp i, we mean the man. However, if you've studied another language with a word for the, you've probably found that each language has its own rules for when to say the and when not to. When we use i in Nuchanov is not always the same as when we would use the in English. Generally speaking, English uses the a lot more than Nuchanov uses i. Next example. Na'amah su'wa. Na'amah su'wa. In this clause, there are two participants, I and you. I am the subject, therefore the mood ending agrees with I. Na'amah. I hear. Su'wa. You. Tlutma ya einit'i. Tlutma ya einit'i. That's a good dog. In this clause, we have one participant, the dog. The predicate is tlus, meaning good. The next example I'd like someone else to analyze. I'll read it to you and then I'll ask someone to identify the predicate and the participants and the mood ending. Çimsma ye. Çimsma ye. That's a bear over there. Can I get someone to speak up and tell me what the participants of this clause are? The next sentence, yeshma chimsi. What's the predicate and participants in this sentence? That's right. We just so Tess and Randy Lee just helped us out to identify the predicate and participants of these two sentences. These are somewhat unexpected from an English point of view, and they're put side by side here so that we can compare them. In Çimsma ye, that over there is a bear. Yes, Tess? English also has subjects and predicates, but English and Nuchanov have different restrictions on what can be a subject and what can be a predicate. Generally speaking, Nuchanov is more flexible in what is allowed to be a predicate. Yes, that's right. We just had a concise statement of the difference between predicates and participants in English versus Nuchanov. A predicate or a participant is basically the same type of thing that is performs the same function in English and Nuchanov, but the two languages differ in what they allow to be a predicate. To be more precise, Nuchanov allows things, people and things to be predicates as well as participants. So in these two sentences, the first one, çimsma ye, is treating çims as a predicate. It's saying that thing is a bear. Bear is the event. But in the second example, yeshma çimsi, çims is treated as a thing, a participant, and the event is that it's over there. The bear is over there. Take a look at the next example. Hitin kısma nani? Hitin kısma nani? Grandpa is at the beach. What are the predicate and participants in this sentence? The predicate is hitinchus, the participant is nani. That's right. What this sentence is showing us is that predicates in Uchonalf can be action words, and things, and locations. We'll see that location words are a special class of words in Uchonalf, and Hitinchis is an example of one. Last, Na'atah I Nani. Na'atah I Nani. Listen to grandma. What is the predicate and what are the participants? We just correctly identified the predicate in this sentence as Na'atah. Sorry, go ahead. We just correctly identified the predicate in this sentence as Na'atah and the participants as you and grandma. It is not immediately clear that this sentence has two participants, but it does. One participant is you. We can tell that because the mood ending I agrees with the subject you. And the other participant is Nani, grandma. You listen to grandma. These examples demonstrate various things. They demonstrate the effect of changing the mood. We saw one example with question mood, Akan Apha. One example with command mood, Na'atah I Nani, and several examples using the real mood. We also see how the mood ending agrees with the subject. We saw how the participants are not always present, and that is why in this diagram, participants are in brackets. What that means is every clause will have a predicate and a mood ending, but the participants might or might not be stated. If the participants are understood, they are often left out in Uchonalf. This is different from English. In English, we are never allowed to drop a participant. It's always present in the sentence. Last, we saw that Uchonalf is more flexible than English is with respect to what it allows to be a predicate. In English, predicates are always verbs, without exception. But in Uchonalf, predicates can also be nouns, that is, words for people and things, and locations. This is a very quick introduction to Uchonalf clause structure. We'll be talking about this again and again, but this is the core to being able to understand and make your own sentences. Once you understand these tools, it'll allow you to make up all kinds of sentences that you've never heard before. One of the things that this teaches us is that when we are making a new sentence in Uchonalf, the first thing that we want is usually the predicate. The predicate usually comes first in a Uchonalf clause. This is different from English. In English, the first thing in the sentence is usually the subject. That is the most important participant. So if I went to the movies, the first word in that sentence, I went to the movies, is I, which is the subject or most important participant. In Uchonalf, the first word would be the predicate. I might say, utsachitlitah, movie theater. Utsachitlitah, movie theater. I went to the movie theater. And the first word is went to. Utsachit. I'm about to move on to Unit 9. We're not done with Unit 8. It's just that I would like to cover give a quick introduction to both units before lunch. But if you have any other quick questions on Unit 8, please speak up. This is a good question, so I'll say a little bit about this, and I'm putting it on the recording as well. In the last example sentence, Na'atah I Nani, this is an example of command mood. I is the command mood ending for you. So I tells us that the sentence is a command and that the subject is you. In other words, I'm telling you to do this. That's what the I means. This is a real challenge for English speakers because in English, commands simply have no ending. In English, a command consists of a plain verb with nothing else. We say, listen, go, come, do it. And so English speakers tend to try to do that in Uchonalf as well. They'll use just a plain verb as if it's a command. They'll say, Na'atah. But Na'atah is not a complete sentence in Uchonalf. To make it a command, you need that I. Na'atah I. And so this is an example of how every clause, every complete clause in Uchonalf must have mood. The question is, why don't we translate na'ata nani as you listen to grandma? The answer is that we could translate it that way. Translation is not an exact science. The reason I don't translate it that way is because that's not usually how we'd say it in Nuchanov. And generally, I give natural translations rather than literal translations. But if you wanted to give it a literal translation, you could say, you listen to grandma. Or an even more literal translation would be, listen, you grandparent. Wait, actually, yeah, Tess, this question comes up every single time. Every single class I give, people have this or that criticism to make of translations, but there is no perfect translation of anything. Like if I give natural translations, some people will say, make it more literal. And if I give literal translations, people will say, make it more natural. And I can't win. I'm very excited now to be covering Unit 9 with you. Unit 9 is on commands. So we'll be talking about how to make simple commands in Nuchanov, which requires the command mood. In addition, we will have to talk about hardening because the command mood in Nuchanov is a hardening ending, which tries to harden its stem. And we will also have to talk about aspect, which takes almost everyone a little while to grasp, but it is a fundamental category in Nuchanov. If you do not understand aspect, you will not be able to speak Nuchanov properly. Our goals in Unit 9 are to use, understand, and respond to simple commands, to correctly pronounce the effects of hardening, and to distinguish the continuous, complete, and repetitive aspects. These are only three of the five or six aspects of Nuchanov, but these are the three most important. Let's start by going through our example words. You'll see that the example words for our commands unit are mostly action words, and most of them are action words we've seen before, but they're in a different aspect from the ones we've seen before. For example, we've already seen the word ha'uk, which means eating. Now we're learning the word ha'ukshit. Ha'ukshit, which means to start eating. We'll say that ha'uk and ha'ukshit are two different aspect forms of the same action word. Next, hulshit. Hulshit. To start dancing. Kamitkshit. Kamitkshit. To start running. Kopshit. Kopshit. To point. Tlakishit. Tlakishit. To stand up. Tlehshit. Tlehshit. To start paddling. Klupkshit. Klupkshit. Wake up. Klushit. Klushit. To touch or feel or pet. Mutshit. Mutshit. Start flying. Nuit. Nuit. Start singing. Nashit. Nashit. Look at. Quis. Quis. To do. Sukwit. Sukwit. Take it, pick it up. Tuchshit. Tuchshit. Jump. Tuch, tuch. Tuch, tuch. Jumping repeatedly. Tequasit. Tequasit. To sit down on a platform such as a chair or bench or table. Wienaput. Wienaput. To stop going or stop moving. Lots of people get confused between the words Wienaput, Hawiat, and Hasikat. These can all be translated as stop in English, but they have slightly different meanings. Wienaput is to stop going, like you're moving and then you stop moving. Hasik means to finish doing something. You've gotten to the end of it and you're all done. There's nothing more to do. Hawiak means to stop or quit, regardless of whether you're actually finished. So hasik, get to the natural endpoint and finish. Hawiak, to quit. Wienaput, stop moving. Next, yatsshit. Yatsshit. To start. Weichut. Weichut. Go to sleep. Utsachit. Utsachit. To go to a place. For example, we use this when we ask, Chamut has utsachit chishul. May I go to the washroom? Chamut has utsachit chishul. Notice that to is part of the meaning of this word. So you don't need another word that means to. It's already in that word. Utsachit means go to. Thakshit. Thakshit means please. Yuqua. Yuqua. Also, or to. These last two words, thakshit and yuqua, are the only words in this vocabulary that are not action words. Thakshit and yuqua are adverbs in Nuchanov. They're very common, useful adverbs that you can use to modify a predicate. So, for example, haokshit means to start eating. Thakshit haokshit means please start eating. Yuqua haokshit means also start eating. You're familiar with the word yuqua from our conversation, yuqua hak chachemhe. Are you okay too? Yuqua hak chachemhe. Those are the words, the new words in our commands unit. We'll take a quick look at the conversations. There are only three conversations in this unit, and they illustrate three slightly different command endings. The command ending in 1A is the you form of the command mood. Tequasi-i, sit down. Tequasi-i, you sit down. The ending in 2A is the command ending that agrees with you and me. It means you do something to me. Na'atah-is, you listen to me. Na'atah-is. Notice the difference. That little s in there agrees with the object, which is me. I just means you do it. Is means you do it to me. 3A has the mood ending in. In means either let's do it or you do it to me. It can mean either one of those. In this case, it means let's. Nu i atlin. Let's start singing. Nu i atlin. Oh yes, that's what I meant. In means either let's do it or you do it to us. Did I misspeak? Oh, thank you for pointing that out, Josh. Since we're close to lunch, I think I'd like to stop there and give us 5 minutes to ask any clarification questions you might have at this point. We're looking at the beginner's mood guide now. and I'm going down to the command ending, which is command mood, which is at the bottom of page one. You'll see that the command mood endings include e, each, in, ease, and so on. And there was a question on one of our first days last week. Someone noticed that the structure of the layout of the command mood box here is different from the layout of the other boxes. And that's because the command mood isn't used with the same persons that other moods are used with. Most moods have endings for I, you, he, she, it, we, you all, and they, six different persons. But the command mood has no endings for I or he, she, it, because we never command an I or a he, she, it. It's just not done. The only people we command are you or us. I can tell you to do something, and I can suggest that we do something. But those are the only persons that can be the subject of a command clause. Another peculiarity of the command mood is that it agrees not only with the subject, but also with the object. The subject, as we've seen, is the most important participant. The object is the other participant, that is, the participant who is done to. So in our sentence, na'atah is, you listen to me, na'atah is, the subject is you, the object is me. And you'll see that the command mood box is set up so that you can read the subject on the left-hand side and the object across the top. The combination of subject you plus object me is the ending is. Is. And that's the ending we have in na'atah is. Na'atah is. Now in 3a, nu i'atlin, let's start singing, the ending we have is in. That's the bottom ending in the first column, in. Do you see that? That's the we ending of the command mood. It means let's do it, in. But notice there's another in this box, the top of the third column. Do you see that? That in goes with subject you, object us. So you have to tell from context which in it is. In can mean you do it to us or let's do it.